Chicken labels decoded, what they actually mean. Most people assume a pasture-raised label means a chicken spent its life foraging on grass. In reality, that chicken likely got less than 5% of its diet from anything outside a feed bag. Chicken labels, it turns out, describe farming practices, not what ends up on your plate. Research suggests many people misunderstand what common chicken labels seemingly guarantee. Chicken labels are not all regulated the same way. Federal standards back some, while others may have looser standards or require third-party certification. Here's what the most common labels do and do not tell us. USDA Certified Organic. U.S. Department of Agriculture Organic is the most tightly regulated poultry label. Birds must eat certified organic feed, receive no antibiotics, and have year-round outdoor access, although the standards don't specify how much time birds must spend outside. The organic seal guarantees how feed is produced, not what nutrients end up in the meat. The diet of a chicken labeled organic usually consists of standard commercial feed, such as corn and soy, just grown without synthetic pesticides. Research doesn't consistently tell us that there is a meaningful nutritional advantage for buying organic chicken, Caroline Thomason Bunn, a registered dietitian, told the Epoch Times in an email. Pasture-raised. There is no legal, USDA-enforced definition of pasture-raised. Pasture-raised refers primarily to access to outdoor space, not the chicken's specific diet. While the chickens may forage for grass, seeds, and insects, they are still typically provided supplemental feed to meet their nutritional needs. There's not a lot of requirements for that label, pasture-raised. It seems it's a fairly loose term at the moment, Daniel Kaufman, co-owner of Happy Farmer, commercial mobile coops for chickens, told the Epoch Times. Because there is no certification program for pasture-raised chicken, the amount of outdoor access and how chickens are managed can differ between producers unless it is backed by a third-party certification, such as Certified Humane, which requires 108 square feet of pasture per bird, or a Greener World, which mandates continuous pasture access, daily field rotation, and strict land management. Some have them inside, and they'll just put them on grass for a week to call them pasture-raised, Kaufman said. Free range. The USDA defines free range as requiring outdoor access, but sets no minimum requirements for space, pasture, or time spent outdoors. While the USDA regulates the use of the label, it does not reveal how much outdoor access birds actually receive. The only legal definition for free range is that they have access to the outdoors. It does not say they use it, Jackie Jacob, who has a doctorate in poultry nutrition and is a poultry extension project manager at the University of Kentucky, told the Epoch Times. In practice, the amount of outdoor access birds actually receive can vary widely depending on flock size and how the outdoor area is managed. If you have 20,000 birds in one barn, who's going to go outside? Some of them will, but there's no way all of them are, Kaufman said. Cage-free. Cage-free birds must be permitted to roam around a building, room, or enclosed space with continuous access to food and water. Unlike free-range, cage-free does not require outdoor access. Because chickens raised for meat are not housed in cages, this label offers little meaningful information for chicken meat. There are no meat birds in the United States raised in cages. So cage-free means nothing, Jacob said. Vegetarian-fed. Chickens are not vegetarians. They are omnivores, Jacob said. Chickens eat insects, worms, and other animal matter. Vegetarian-fed means the feed contains no animal byproducts such as meat and bone meal. It is a production claim, not a nutrition claim. Raised without hormones or steroids. The use of hormones and steroids is prohibited in poultry production under federal law. So all chicken sold in the United States already meets this standard. The label simply indicates adherence to existing regulations. The statement raised without hormones is useless because it's against the law, Jacob said. No antibiotics / antibiotic free. Any chicken treated with antibiotics must complete a mandatory withdrawal period dependent upon the drug, dose, and how it was administered before processing, ensuring no antibiotic residues remain in the meat. The question is whether antibiotics were used during the bird's life, not whether the meat contains antibiotics. Regardless of the label, chicken sold in the United States cannot contain antibiotic residues above federally permitted levels, which are set at strict safety thresholds, often down to parts per billion. Air-chilled. Air-chilled refers only to post-slaughter processing. Unlike water chilling, which allows meat to absorb some water, air chilling cools carcasses with cold air, so you're paying for meat rather than added water weight. When you're buying your chicken, you're usually paying by the pound, but you're also paying for part of that water, Kaufman said. Does a chicken's diet change the nutrition of the meat? The nutritional value of a chicken is affected by its diet, but probably not as much as many may think. Chickens raised for meat are fed carefully formulated diets, typically comprised of corn, soybean meal, supplemental fats, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and amino acids designed by animal nutritionists. Regardless of how they're raised, chickens must receive diets that meet their nutritional requirements, Dr. Cho Xiaochen, a veterinarian and assistant professor of poultry science at the University of Georgia, told the Epoch Times. A 2008 study published in Poultry Science found that because pasture made up such a small share of the diet, it had little effect on the fatty acid profile, cholesterol, or vitamin E content of the breast meat. A 2016 meta-analysis reached a similar conclusion, although organic and pasture-raised chickens showed modest differences in fatty acids and a few other nutrients, there is no evidence that those differences improve health. The exception is deliberate feed enrichment. If we enrich the feed with omega-3s or vitamin E, you may see changes in the fat of chicken, Chen said. Enriched products are typically labeled accordingly. Production claims such as organic, free-range, and pasture-raised do not indicate the omega-3 or omega-6 content of the meat. Manufacturers also cannot market chicken as nutritionally different without evidence to support the claim. Labels may still matter to people who prioritize animal welfare or sustainability. If those values are important to you and fit your budget, those labels may be worth paying for, Thomas and Bunn said. What to look for when buying chicken? When possible, buying chicken from a local farmer gives you more information than relying on package labels alone. Kaufman recommends getting to know your farmer and asking how long birds spend on pasture, whether they're moved regularly, and what they're fed. Support the smaller guy because they know what they're feeding them, and it's a more controlled environment, he said. If you want a true pasture-raised system, Kaufman recommends one where birds are kept on grass in a movable structure and relocated regularly to fresh areas of pasture. If buying directly from a farmer isn't an option, Kaufman has a label hierarchy in mind. If I'm shopping in a grocery store, I would look for pasture-raised, mobile, or regenerative meat. If you can't find that, I would probably go organic. He recommends looking for producers that use terms such as mobile and regenerative because they are not standardized poultry labels. Shoppers may need to look beyond the package and learn more about the producer's practices. At the end of the day, conventional chicken remains a safe, affordable, and nutrient-dense protein source. I think all of the chicken produced in the United States is healthy, Jacob said. Thomas and Bunn recommends choosing the option that best fits your budget and values. Don't assume the most expensive chicken is the healthiest. Take a little time to learn what the labels actually mean, then decide which factors matter most to you, she said.